Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Bilinger, and I'm here with the other host. Oh my God.
Gwen.
She downloaded an app of just chicken sound effects.
Best sounds in the world.
Because she was mad that her thing didn't come with chicken sound effects already. All right. Mom, did you know that it's Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day?
You know, that's funny that you say that, Rachel, because I got a big package today.
I was here.
So excited that it had bubble wrap in it. Big old bubble wrap.
Huge. Like, it, like,
giant.
It, like, those bubbles were filled to the brim with air.
I couldn't wait to pop those suckers. Go ahead, tell them what happened.
They are unpoppable.
Ugh! Total frustration.
They the bubbles share the air. So if you go to pop one and you squish it, it just pushes the air to the next bubble. So it's unpoppable bubble wrap. What in the world is the point of bubble wrap if you can't pop it? Yeah, it keeps your package safe or whatever, but so does crumpled paper, so does paper towels, so do socks. We don't want that. We want bubble wrap so we can pop it and then recycle it. Don't throw it in the trash, you throw it in the recycling bin. You aren't paying attention.
I was trying to find a pop thing, but I'd have to download probably a different one for pops.
My God, you were gonna have so many sound effects things on your phone. People are gonna be so confused if they restore your phone. 61 years ago today, the Lego brick was patented.
Nice.
So Lego
is older than me.
Is it?
It is.
Wow, though, for such an old toy, they stuck around, man. They're still at the top of their game.
They are.
That is so weird. Because I think like Lincoln Logs, they didn't go very far.
No, but I play with those.
Yeah, I know, but I'm thinking like toys back in the day that were like, but like nowadays it's all electronics and, you know, doesn't make a noise. How many lights does it have on it? Will it enhance my kids' knowledge?
Come on, give me a good Etch-a-Sketch picture.
Yeah, but like Legos are like, you put this brick on that brick, deal with it. Mm-hmm. 61 years of putting a brick on a brick, deal with it.
Right.
And it's still one of the best toys.
I love them. The only thing I hate about Legos is stepping on them in the dark.
Well, yeah. That's what you wish upon your worst enemy.
I saw a parent in training where they put a man was running on a treadmill.
Yeah.
And the guy just kept throwing Legos on him.
He had to hop over him.
You know, hop on him or hit him and toughen his feet up.
That's actually pretty funny.
I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. The worst is when you jump out of the second bunk of a bunk bed and land on some.
Oh, or when you girls had jacks. Colleen had jacks.
I did not have jacks.
No, Colleen did. Those.
That's death.
I don't know how many of those dad threw away.
I've stepped on an actual tack before.
Yes, that
hurts. Had, like, it was in my heel. Luckily, it was in my heel, which is the thickest part of your foot, like, to step on stuff with.
Still hurts.
And dad just pulled it out.
Still hurts.
Oh, it hurt. It was more scary than anything else.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, there is metal jabbing into my body. What do I do now? Good news. We'll start off the podcast with some good news.
We already did start it off.
No.
Chicken sound?
Okay.
That
I thought you were
going to
say the bubble wrap was terrible news.
The chicken sound was great news.
I guess the Legos thing was good news. All right. Anyway, the government is no longer shut down.
Woo!
Thanks to Nancy Pelosi. Is that how you say your name?
Don't know.
She dog walked Trump.
Nancy Pelosi.
Did you see the whole thing with Cardi B?
No, I didn't see anything. I've been in baby mode
Cardi
still.
Cardi B, who has, she's never been into politics, but she finally was, she like, she, I don't remember, it was on Twitter or Instagram, it was a while ago, but she was like, guys, I don't know anything about politics, but we need to do something. I don't know what, because I'm not that type of person, but we need to do something, because like, this ain't working. Mm-hmm. And then Republicans were like, oh, of course, another liberal saying they need to do, and like, they started making fun of her. And she got in a fight with, what is that girl who's a Republican? She was like that Facebook person, Lauren something.
Don't know.
But anyway, she tried to come at Cardi B.
Uh-oh.
And Cardi B was not having it. And finally she told, she was like, stop it or I'll dog walk you. And then.
I don't know what that means.
I know. Because we aren't, we're white.
Oh.
And then the Twitter was like, everybody that's not white just Googled what in the world it means to dog walk somebody. It just means you're going to beat them up. And you're gonna, like, you just, you're going to destroy them basically. Hmm. And so now everyone's saying that Nancy Pelosi dog walked Trump because. She just made him do what she originally wanted. He, like, the government was shut down for a month, and Trump obtained nothing. He got nothing from it. He threw a tantrum, and it didn't work, and a bunch of people suffered. Did you see? Hold on, my, I'm going to pause because my dogs are licking my mother. Okay, she put them outside. There was a video of Trump going around on Twitter where he said, well, during the government shutdown, he thought that supermarkets, grocery stores would just know who the federal workers were and would just give them food for free because, you know.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm dead serious. And then he said, you know, banks are all working with them. They know they're not going to make them pay their mortgage while the government shut. Like, he just thought because federal workers weren't getting paid, the rest of the world would just be like, oh, yeah, we know. It's okay. You don't have to pay us. Like, wow. That's what he thought was going on. Which, there's no, a bank is never going to be like, oh, never mind, you don't have to pay your mortgage this month. That's fine. No big deal. And, like, groceries, we don't know.
No.
I don't know who's walking around. I don't know who's a federal worker and who's not, unless you're in uniform.
Right.
And even then, if I'm a grocery person, I don't have the right to give you free groceries unless I own the grocery store. I don't think the owner of Ralph's and Vaughn's and I are just walking around being like, oh, it's a federal employee, free. Like, that's not how it works. But he literally thought that's how it worked.
A touch with reality
completely. So anyway, government's open again.
Good.
And Nancy Pelosi is who we have to thank for that. She dog walked him, and thank you, Cardi
B. They need back pay.
They did sign off that they'd get back pay.
Good.
So they are getting paid for the work that they did during the shutdown.
Okay.
But they weren't getting paid. They weren't getting that payment while it was shut down.
Right.
So they did vote on that. There was a chance that they wouldn't have been paid.
Oh god.
Like, isn't that there? What is the point of it? I don't get the point of, like, that's just me just being uneducated in politics. But what's the point of the shutdown? Mm-hmm. What does it do other than just piss off the people in
that are working their butts off?
Yeah, I don't understand. But anyway, the Super Bowl will be fine. But speaking of Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. Rams are in the Super Bowl against the Patriots. We recorded before the game last week. Mm-hmm. So we didn't talk about it then. But the Rams are in the Super Bowl. That's my team. It's always been my team. I'm not just jumping on a bandwagon. Been a Rams fan my whole life. So, yeah. Do you know who's going to win, Mom?
The Rams.
The Rams are going to win?
Mm-hmm. Because I bought a t-shirt.
You did buy a t-shirt.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about it. Even if they don't win, I'm just...
It'll still be fun. Fun to watch.
The Rams got in 2 years.
Yep.
Went from like dead last.
Yep.
To at least second.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what, they're going to come out at least second, which is awesome. The fact that they got to go to the Super Bowl, that's just awesome. Proud of my team. They worked hard. But, no, I was about to go on a rant about football, but none of you care. On to the next topic. So sad. YouTube says they're going to recommend fewer videos that have to do with conspiracy theories.
Why?
Is that a conspiracy, Mom?
It is.
Is it?
It is.
They're trying to keep the right people down?
Yes. Yes.
They said they don't want to promote misinformation, which makes sense, mm-hmm. I guess. And then, they said, like, mainly extremist content, like flat earthers.
Who?
The people that believe the world's flat.
Oh, flat earthers.
Yeah, what'd you think I said?
I don't know. I thought you were saying, like, an Irish-Scottish word or something. Yeah, I had no idea.
The Irish and the Scottish are just extremists. They are like, all conspiracy theorists.
If I just watch her lips move, I'll know what she's saying. Didn't work.
So it only affect less than 1% of YouTube videos, but they're just saying, like, you know, just like people that are like 9/11 didn't happen and we didn't land on the moon. Those videos, they're not banning them. Mm-hmm. They just are going to promote them less.
Oh,
and they said basically it's the people that teeter on the guideline rules where they're like, they're not disobeying them so much that we can take down their video or take down their channel, but we don't want to be associated with them, even though they're not breaking rules. So they're just not promoting it. So meaning it's not going to come up in the suggested. It's not going to roll into like to that video from an earlier video, which I understand. But at the same time, if they're allowed to put it out there, I feel like it should be treated.
It's a lot of stuff out there that shouldn't be.
I know that it comes into like freedom of speech, but they're not. Yeah. They're not silencing them. They're just not promoting them.
Right.
So I think that's how they get away with it.
Ah.
I don't know. As a YouTuber, algorithms make or break your channel.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they are pushing it down so those channels can't make it. But as someone who's been affected by the algorithms, I'm like, hey, you can't decide if my video is good enough for you. But yeah, I mean, the flat earthers, I don't think that they're convincing anybody.
They have a few followers.
They do. All around the globe, they said.
All around the globe.
They have the followers. Yes. All around the big circle. They have followers.
Hey, did you see the orange moon?
The blood moon?
Yeah, that one.
I saw pictures of it.
It was so like, cool.
Like, I don't need to go outside because every single person is posting photos.
Okay, well, Eric sent me a picture that he took on his iPhone through.
He sent me the same one.
Yeah, through his telescope that you got him for
Christmas. Yeah, I got him a telescope for Christmas. And
awesome.
He was like testing it out. And I thought it was so cool.
So then when I saw that picture, I went, hey. And we went outside and saw the moon.
So did you get to see it through the telescope?
No, I actually was in Santa Barbara that day.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
That's weird. My mom basically lives with Colleen now.
Pretty much.
You're helping.
Loving it. I'm loving it. I am.
She's lucky. I can't imagine the moms that have to do it by themselves.
Or dads.
But moms usually get I was about to say 6 month maternity leave. That's a joke.
6 weeks.
It's six weeks.
Yeah.
She'd already be back at work.
Yes.
But like a lot of the times, just what's happened, I'm not saying it's right or the way to do it, however you want to do it, but it's usually a dad and a mom, and then dad goes back to work and the mom stays home for those 6 weeks with the baby, or indefinitely, or I don't know if she's working or not, but she's alone with the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Colleen has you and Eric and Corey.
Mm-hmm.
She's that's
awesome. And occasionally you.
And occasionally me. That's awesome. I can't imagine moms are superheroes.
Yes, we are.
How do y'all do it? That's insane.
We don't have a choice.
No, you don't have a choice, but like,
Out of love.
I know. But like, I babysit a kid for an hour and I'm like, oh my God. I mean, he's super cute. Flynn's amazing. But it's just like, this is a shout out to all the moms who have to do it by themselves.
Yep.
That just power to you. If you're a child of a single mom, go give her a kiss.
Yeah.
If you think she's a grumpy old lady, you're the reason. something's happening on YouTube. A huge scam going around.
Uh-oh.
I was actually affected by it, and I thought it was...
What is it? Tell me so why it doesn't happen to me.
Okay. Well, I was cut off what I was going to say. So that was pretty flattering, because all the headlines are saying there's a scam happening to top creators, and it happened to me, so I'm top creator, apparently. No, there's these accounts on YouTube who are messaging people or commenting on their comments saying, opposing as the YouTuber in the video.
Yes.
And saying, like, thanks for commenting, or thanks for being a fan. Click this link to claim your prize.
Yes.
That's none of us. Not a single YouTuber has ever done that in the existence of ever. If we very much announce our giveaways, because we do it to get people to subscribe or watch our content. So we're not secretly doing giveaways ever.
No.
If a YouTuber's doing a giveaway, they're loud and proud about it.
Yeah.
So we're not doing these secret things you didn't know about.
Okay. Yeah.
Also, the English is always wrong. And someone opposes me as they were giving away an iPhone and gift cards. Honey, I would never.
No, you would not.
Not a chance.
You give out dryer lint.
Yes. I literally gave out pieces of trash this year during Vlogmas. Yes. Just saying. But YouTube is aware of the problem and they're currently trying to fix it. They don't quite know how. But YouTubers, top creators, do have a check mark next to their name on YouTube. So if the comment doesn't, like the person doesn't have a check mark, it's not the person.
Right.
The check marks are there. They're verified. It's like Twitter. You're verified.
Right.
So also just don't click on it, guys.
Don't do it.
I think it's the younger people or the way older people that get scammed into this, because you just life experience and then life experience dwindles out of your brain.
Oh, she's looking straight at me. I would never click.
Yeah, just
I would call you and go, Rachel, is this you?
Yeah, you do. You'd do that. Yeah, no, don't click on the link ever, guys.
You're giving away iPhones?
Never.
Hello, Mom.
I would never give away an iPhone.
I know.
Maybe a dead one that's been smashed to pieces that I found in the street. Maybe I'd give away that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so don't click on it. YouTube's aware of it, but they're like working on ways to, like, they just download our profile picture, put it as theirs, and then change their name to our name. It's like anyone can do it.
What do they get out of it? Do they have people like do the shipping costs or something?
No, it's all a scam. I think it's to get people's credit card info or their.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is what do they get out of it? Like, I send this to you, but you send me $19.99 for the shipping or whatever. So they are scamming people out of money.
I don't know. That's one way they could be doing it.
Probably.
Yeah, or they just.
Be aware, people. Common sense.
Just know that people just don't give that stuff away unless. They want subscribers. Oh, okay. This one I thought was interesting. Tinder. You know Tinder. It's a dating app.
Yes.
They were charging people 30 years or older double the amount of people 29 and younger.
Plus, first off,
I didn't know that Tinder, I thought it was a free app, but they have like the Tinder Plus, the premium.
For the good people.
For the
right?
good people. I think it's supposed to show like you're more dedicated to finding an actual partner than just a hookup person.
Got it.
Anyway, so they were charging twice as much for people 30 years and older. And their excuse was younger people, they don't have enough money. They don't have money.
No, that's not why they're doing it.
I know. They're like, no, so younger people have money. They can't afford it. Mm-mm. Well, they got sued. And
good.
They did a settlement of $11.5 million for age discrimination. Because that is straight up age discrimination.
That is. What are they thinking? That they're more desperate or something? That they're going to pay for that? That's not true.
I think they want to keep it a young person app.
Ah, why?
Because they did Tinder U for like college kids.
Did that work?
I don't know. I never heard anything else about it.
Okay.
And I'm not in college, so I can't sign up for it.
No.
I don't want to sign up for it.
No.
I don't want to go back to
college.
I have something in my throat. It's dry.
Drink your drink.
I'm literally drinking my drink. She's going to find a sound effect. She's looking.
Am. Ready, set, go. Oh, wait. Why did it go timer?
What?
How was your drink?
Oh, my God. You ever have it where the back of your throat feels dry, even as you're drinking a liquid?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm like breathing in and it's painful. I don't have a sore throat.
I hope not.
Anyway, okay. We'll move on. Anyway, they got sued. Good. And then they're now, Tinder is now suing other people for lowering their stock market value.
Mm-hmm.
After this, I'm like, no, your stock went down. You just lost a lawsuit, or they settled.
Yeah.
Do you, like, I think that should be counted as a loss when you settle, right?
Yeah.
It's not. They're like, well, they settled out of court. No, you lost.
You lost.
Because you just paid $11.5 million to a bunch of people that were trying to sue you. That's a loss.
Yeah.
Okay, so Twitter has decided to test this original Twitter label in a tweet. So you know there's like a big thread of people talking?
Mm-hmm.
The person who created the thread, the original Twitter, will have a little thing next to their name that says original tweet.
Oh, this is a new thing because I haven't seen it
before. This is brand new. They're testing it out right now. I don't really see any downside because it's not changing anything.
No.
It's only adding a very discreet little label next to the person who originally started it. Which makes sense because sometimes when you're reading things and you don't, and it's not like a famous person, it's hard to keep track of who said what where. Mm-hmm. So this is just letting you know who the original person was, which I think I don't see any downside to it.
Yeah.
Like Twitter does very little changes. That like very
what if you
discreet.
Tweet something and then you decide later, oh, I shouldn't have tweeted that, and you take it off, will it still show the original person?
Will you delete all your tweets to it, then it doesn't show you your comments anymore. If your comments are gone, it can't be next to your name because your name's no longer there.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Mm.
But I do hate that when I see someone commenting on something, and I'm like, what are they commenting? And the person's deleted the tweet, and I just see all the replies to the tweet. I'm like, what did the tweet say? Yeah. I get so angry. Leave your tweets. You tweeted it. No take backsies. No, but never say that to me when I delete tweets. I'm allowed to take backsies.
You know, sometimes people just wise up and decide, you know, maybe that wasn't a nice thing to say.
Yeah, or I try and be wise. And
Before you tweet.
These years, I only delete tweets if there's a typo in it, and I have, or if it's a branded thing and I wrote it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean what I say, and I say it, and it's done.
You do.
Nowadays. I've deleted old tweets that probably weren't as great now.
Yeah.
As they were then. So you know how Netflix raised their prices last week?
Yes.
It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really affect us. It's a dollar. I'm on yours. It doesn't affect me at all. It
doesn't affect you at all, girl.
Well, Hulu...
Uh-oh.
Just dropped their prices.
Yeah.
They are the definition of petty. This is 2 weeks in a row when they were like, gotcha, Netflix. Like, they posted the Fry documentary first, and the Netflix was like, we're raising it just like $1. Well, Hulu's like, fine, we're lowering ours $1. Take that.
I heard our podcast.
What?
They heard our podcast last week where you said,
you like,
how
I
much
like the
money they were making, and do they really need to raise it?
Yeah. So, Hulu. It was my favorite now.
Yeah.
And I think they're doing this petty stuff to be people's favorites.
I think it's funny. I love it.
I'm going to be subscribed to both just because they have completely different content.
Yes.
You have to have both.
You do.
You can get away with not having Amazon Prime.
Yeah. I watch more Hulu, though, than I do Netflix.
It depends what show I'm binge watching.
True.
If I'm binge watching Seinfeld is on Hulu. If I'm binge watching The Office or Friends or like any of those, you got to go to Netflix. But if I'm more current,
mm-hmm,
I got to
mm-hmm
go over to Hulu.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But also Netflix has originals that I want to watch.
You know, that's true. That's why we have both.
Yeah. So there's still no Instagram news.
No. Well, they're just...
They had a good run. It's been over a month.
Yeah.
No more changes on Instagram ever again.
But I'm sure something's brewing.
Oh, they have to. This long without anything, something's a brewing.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're all just on vacation.
We need a teapot whistle.
Mom, you have sound effects.
Yeah, but not that one.
You don't have tea brewing?
No. Tea whistle.
You need better sound effects.
I know.
All right. So this has nothing to do with the internet.
Okay.
But I saw this on the internet, and the internet was...
So then it is internet.
Yes.
Ready, go.
A school superintendent was charged with fraud for using her own insurance to help an ill student. So there was a sick kid.
Mm-hmm.
His parents couldn't take him to the doctor. So mm-hmm she took him to the doctor and paid with her insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And she got arrested for fraud because she...
It is fraud.
It is.
But
like the whole internet was like, maybe we let this one slide.
Uh-huh.
Like, why don't we go after some bigger crimes here, you know? And it's just like...
Insurance fraud, though, is a huge thing
in America.
People misuse. Yeah.
If we were like the rest of the world...
Yeah.
There wouldn't be this issue because mm-hmm everyone would just have free health care. So really, we're just trying to survive out here. Like, I don't know. Apparently, they let her go and like she's fine and everything. But and it was the mom of the kid that turned her in.
What?
Yeah, that's what I read. I don't know.
Wow.
Like, I don't know. I guess if you heard like some lady took me to the doctor as a child without you knowing.
Oh, I would not be happy about that.
I think that's what happened. And you were just like, the person like she was ill, you couldn't take her. Like I get, you don't take someone else's kid to the doctor.
There should be communication there. Yeah. No.
It's a whole thing. Some great news though that's also not internet related, but the internet's happy about it. There's talk of a new Princess Diaries happening.
I saw, is it Princess Diaries? Princess?
Princess?
Princess
number three.
Diaries 3, yeah.
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 Anne Hathaway and Julia Andrews. That's their name. Those are their
names. Julia Andrews?
They're both in it. Mm-hmm. The script is written, but they just don't want to make it unless it's completely perfect.
Okay.
Because they're both very famous and very great people now. So they're just like, they're not going to like put their name on anything until it's perfect. But Princess Diaries 1.
That was better. That was perfect. Yeah, that was perfect.
That was perfect. So
Princess Diary 2, not so much.
No, and that's their thing, I think, that they're not wanting to do the third.
Yeah.
Unless it's totally like number one standards, not number two standards, which I appreciate.
Yes.
Anne Hathaway has gotten some love on Twitter lately. I've seen that she's blown up. Twitter really likes middle-aged women now.
Oh.
I've noticed. It's like they just realize that they're great. Like...
what do you consider middle age?
Like age-wise?
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone's like obsessed with like 45 to like 55 year old women right
Dang,
now.
Dang, I'm old then. Okay.
Sorry, Mom. I think it's like 35 to 50.
I would say 40.
They're all obsessed with it. Jennifer Aniston.
She's 50 something.
Yeah, she's, I think she's 50.
Oh.
Like Julia Roberts. They just discovered all these people I kind of grew up watching.
She's more than 50.
Yeah. Yeah. But I feel like Twitter just discovered all the people that I kind of grew up watching. And I was like, yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
I've been known. I've been new. But that's cool. I'm glad. Yeah. Women are like, they're finally like, because it used to be women, you hit 30, you're done in the industry.
Oh, that's
And sad. Now they're taking over.
Good.
And I love it. I freaking Good. Love it. Last bit of news for the day. That's internet news, which sucks. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have ended on this one. But the Dolan twins unfortunately lost their father to cancer. But that sucks. I don't want to gossip about people's families and stuff. That's just their own thing. It's terrible. But the internet was the worst thing in the world when it happened.
Were they not nice?
No. K-pop fans were, well, some of them, not all of them, some of them being really rude because they think that the Dolan twins don't like K-pop. And so they were being like, karma sucks. And like just being terrible people. That's how the internet sucked. Not all K-pop. I know there's a lot of great fans out there, but there's just a few handfuls were being terrible.
You don't touch that.
No, you don't touch that. And then another, there was other things where people were tweeting out the addresses, the address of the funeral.
No, 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 no.
And there were, I don't know if it was like, it started out as an actual fan thinking it was a good idea to do this. But then I saw a lot of fake accounts that were clearly just trolls being like, let's go and show our support and don't forget to take pictures. I saw that tweet. And it was, Rude. I went to the person's page and they were clearly, it was just some troll who thought that the people doing this were really stupid and wanted to piss off other people by doing it as well. Mm-hmm. And it was just, they had to tweet out, the Dolan twins had to tweet out, like, don't come.
Yeah.
We don't want you there. They did it in a very nice, respectful way because they're very good at being
it's
nice and respectful.
It's,
But I was just like, I can't even imagine having to deal with that. Your father has just passed away.
Yeah.
And you're having to deal with idiots and pieces of crap on the internet, either talking trash about you or planning to crash the last thing you have to say goodbye to your father.
Yeah.
What? Ah! I don't have words for it. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Even if the people were actually planning to go or not, even if the whole thing was just like, just being a troll, being like, let's go, like trolling. That's even disgusting.
It is.
This
it
isn't really like is. Someone's, I don't even know, like a, someone's, they're throwing themselves a birthday party and you guys are acting like you're going to crash that. Still disrespectful and rude. This is a whole other level.
Yeah, it is.
Someone's death is like, no, Man. There's never a point in time where it's okay to touch that.
Yeah.
Like, it's just gross. So think before you act or say anything ever, people.
Or tweet.
Think before you tweet. It's really not that hard. I do it all the time. That's why I don't tweet that much. but I don't, it's just, and it's sad.
Oh, that was not a sound effect. That was, made by
burps.
Rachel.
That was actual burps. All right. Hold on. I was going to pause this so that we could play the game, but my mom informed me that she has chicken news.
Well, I'll tell you. I got
Where are the sound effects for it?
I gotta go back to chicken.
Oh God, she downloaded the app.
But now I'm in another app for the game, and now
Listen. Your thing. You had planned this. Go. No, you said you were gonna say something.
The chicken said it for me. No, I got this.
You said you were gonna say time for chicken news, and then have a bopple.
Time for chicken news.
It's too long.
Okay, so I got this really cool calendar.
Okay.
And it's called What the Cluck. And it's...
That's how you know it's really cool, guys.
Anyway, hey, it was out of stock. It's now mid-end January. It took that long to get here. And I ordered it in December.
They are high in demand.
They were, because it said out of stock everywhere.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Anyway, it's daily facts on chickens, and I thought I'd share some.
Great. Is this all of January's?
No.
Okay.
Did you know it takes 21 days for a hen to hatch an egg?
What?
21 days.
From the egg to hatch?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So what
she's
she
not liking these facts. She's going through.
No, I do, but
some.
It's a lot of words, and I don't think. People
oh yeah,
like
I don't want paragraphs.
Words.
I want sentences.
Right, right. The longest recorded flight of a domestic chicken is only 13 seconds.
Okay, you originally read that to me, or she because she was like, "Can I read these facts?" And she read this one. She said the longest flight a chicken's ever had is 13 seconds. I was like, "That is literally impossible for you to know." But the longest recorded flight of a domestic chicken.
Yes. Yes.
They're not very good at flying,
no,
are they?
No, because the ratio of body weight to wing area is just, they're not able to sustain flight.
Well, that doesn't make sense. Why were they created? Why were chickens?
To eat and to have their eggs. Hello. Yum.
I guess penguins can't fly either. And they have wings. I'm just like, why was something created with wings if they can't fly?
So, something good about chicken poo.
Oh, great.
Although poultry manure has long been used as a fertilizer, in its carbonized form, it is now being studied as part of water waste treatment. No. As part of wastewater treatment programs that can absorb pollutants in water. So poop is actually cleaning water. Okay.
Wait, are we for real? Chicken poop is being used to clean water?
It's being studied as a part of wastewater treatment programs.
Why do they think that poop can clean water?
Because chicken things are amazing. And my last one.
Wait, what's so special about their poop?
Rachel, you just don't love chickens like I do.
No, I do. I'm just curious as to why their poop is different than other things' poop.
Well, I don't know. Would you want to clean your food with cow poo?
Do
no.
you want to clean your food with chicken poop?
Cow poo, though, does make good things for the fire out in the prairies.
Oh, my God. The things anyway. You know about animal poop.
One more fact.
All right, go for it.
Eggs contain about the highest quality food protein known. It is second only to mother's milk for human nutrition.
So eggs have a lot of nutrients?
Bam. And a good cackle can reset your whole day.
A good cackle can reset your whole day? What does that have to do with a chicken?
Cackle. Chickens cackle.
They balk.
Do I need to play this for you again?
That's not a cackle. A cackle's like, ah, 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 ah.
Did you hear that?
He
just laid an egg.
That's a bagat.
All right.
A cackle. A good cackle. So if you bagat, you can reset your whole day? Or are they saying a laugh reset your whole day?
It's a laugh, but they're playing on the chicken terms.
Laugh.
Cackle.
No, I want you to laugh. Okay, did that reset your whole day?
It did.
It did not. You're lying.
They're talking about good laughs. And now it's time for...
What?
Games. Oh. Oh, wait. Did it. I messed it up again. Oh, this is just the worst thing ever.
This is why I don't give her
and
control.
And now it's time for... Oops, wrong one.
What? The semi-trucks?
Games.
Woo! I didn't turn the camera on so I can record this.
Okay,
just so you guys know, the video of the games from the past month are going up on my vlog channel today, so you will be able to watch everything you've been listening, not everything you've been listening to, but the games that you've been listening to on this podcast. Okay, so go over my vlog channel. Ready?
Okay.
It's tongue twisters today, but I told you to find the tongue twisters. I gave you some responsibility today.
Okay. Tom threw Tim 3 tumtack.
What?
I didn't even read it right. Tom, it's harder to do when you laugh. Good cackle resets the whole day. See, you're happier now.
That's a cackle.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay. Time to be serious. Tom threw Tim 3 thumbtacks. Go.
Tom threw Tim 3 tumtacks. Ah! Let me read it.
This is the second one.
Tom threw Tim 3 thumbtacks.
That's hard.
You say it again.
Tom threw Tim 3 thumbtacks. I did it.
Thumbtacks.
Okay. I don't know if I can. He threw 3 free throws.
He threw 3 free throws.
Say it faster.
He threw 3 free throws. I can't say free throws normally
free,
in basketball.
Neither can I. Free throws.
He threw 3 free throws. Free. He threw 3 free throws. He threw 3 free throws.
I always call them free throws, not... Wait, that's what they're called.
Free throws.
Free.
He threw 3 free throws.
Yeah.
That's it.
He did.
Oh, wow. That's, being a sportscaster must be hard.
9 nice... Nurses?
Nope. You're reading it. You're literally reading it. You can't say it.
I did it when I was... Okay.
When you were what? I feel like you're going to say pooping.
I read it right in my head.
Your head doesn't have to move its mouth.
Okay. Nine nice nurse. No.
Oh my God. Let me read it. Which one is it?
It says nine.
Nine nice night nurses nursing nicely. Wow.
Really?
You couldn't say that? Nine nice night nurses nursing nicely.
I couldn't.
Oh. Oh. I threw it at her.
There.
Just wait.
Poor sportsmanship.
Oh my God.
Tie twine to three tree twigs.
Tie twine to three tree twigs?
Oh, you did it.
I did do it.
You did do it.
You have to think about what it's telling you to do.
You do. I saw Susie sitting in a shoe shine shop where she sits and shines. And where she shines, she sits.
God, I'm so glad I'm recording this on the camera. I'm so glad you guys can see her face. You guys get to see the face that I see when she does these tongue twisters. They're my favorite. Thank you, Andrew Trent. You said a bad word. I didn't even notice it.
Oh, my God.
I rewind all the times.
Try it the first time. I'm sorry, people.
Do you need me to go back and bleep it out, Mom? I can bleep it out for you. Do you need me to bleep it out?
I said it in my head.
Because I wasn't paying attention. I saw Susie sitting in a shoe shine shop where she sits and she shines and where she shines and she sits.
I said the last one.
Did you say the one, the last one, the one that I always
did? Naughty, naughty.
Okay. I'll go back and bleep it out if you said it. I'll listen to see if you said it.
Okay.
I saw Susie sitting in a shoe shine shop where she sits, she shines, and where she shines, what? She sits. It's so hard to shay.
You win.
I definitely won this round.
Oh, that's good.
I can't believe you swore, Mother.
I didn't swear.
Potty mouth. Does anyone else parents call it a potty mouth? Or was it just mine?
There you go. Bad word.
Bad word. Bad word, which made me realize bad words more than if you hadn't said it. When you were watching a show, I wouldn't even know a bad word happened. And she's like, bad word!
Well, don't you think it was the norm when you were little?
Go. I thought, what? I'm so glad the camera's still on. She's having a rough one today, guys.
Because the camera's on.
Okay, I'm going to go turn the camera off. Please hold.
All right.
Okay, so let's go into your questions now that we've had a good cackle that reset our whole
many
day.
Many cackles. We've reset many times today.
Is it reverse set it then?
No.
Okay,
that
just
would
reset.
Be crying. Or...
Nine asked if we're flat earthers.
No.
No, I very much know the globe is round.
Yes.
Oh my God. As is all of the other planets.
Yes.
Except for the one with the rings on it. It's got some rings on it. It's circular, but there's some rings on it.
It's got rings on it.
Which
Saturn?
One? Saturn? Is that the one with the rings? I didn't do well in... science
planets.
Yeah. Millie asks if we'll make podcast merch. What do you guys want?
Because I feel chicken shirt.
I was thinking a pit bull with a chicken on it, like a pit bull and then
with
the chicken,
a chicken in its mouth.
No, with a chicken sitting on the pit bull's back. I was gonna have dad draw that. I thought that'd be cute.
That is cute.
But like YouTubers now come out with the most spectacular merch
with a little corn ears hidden somewhere in it.
Do you want some corn in there?
No, that person wants us to, I think.
Well, because not multiple people do now, because we keep mentioning corn every episode.
Ugh.
This sounds like a farmer's podcast. Well. A dog, a chicken, and some corn. You are from Kansas.
I am from Kansas.
I really wanted the Kansas City Chiefs to play the
I did too.
Rams in the Super Bowl. That would have been great.
My family is huge Chief fans. Huge.
Yeah.
Because they live in Kansas City.
Yeah.
So that would have been fun.
Anyway, so yeah, I don't come up with epic merch. Like Liza Koshy's like sweatpants with the words all down the side with the matching sweatshirt. Colleen's I don't do, those. I do like a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I tried a hat once and not many people bought it.
Well, you know what? We got to do with what is us.
Which is just a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
chicken
all.
Chicken shirts.
Yeah. And then people complain if I get fancier. They're like, it's too much money. And I'm like, well, you wanted it fancier. When I tried to sell just a plain t-shirt for cheap, no one wanted it. You want fancy for the same price as the t-shirt. I can't do that. I don't make up prices. Anyway.
Okay, maybe the pit bull can be holding a microphone or something.
Oh, yeah. We could
or
have.
The chicken. The chicken's reporting on top of Blaze's back.
That could be a cute one. We'll have dad draw
something.
He's my designer. I just use my dad draw something. That's where most of my merch comes from. I'm reading my thing. Oh, Bianca wants to know if I was kind of nervous wearing glasses at school or in public.
You didn't seem to.
No, I got contacts right away. So I had glasses, but I had contacts and I was very excited because I got to see.
Yeah.
Because I was blind for like a year. I have to say I didn't love my glasses mm-hmm. for a very long time. It wasn't until like 2 years ago I finally got a pair of glasses that I loved. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, and I loved wearing glasses so much more than contacts because I actually liked I paid the stupid amount of money for them, even though you're not supposed to. Oh, my God. Watch Adam Ruins Everything, the episode about glasses, sunglasses and prescription glasses. They're all of them are owned by the same company, manufactured the same way. They just put a different label on them and charge different prices.
Really?
It's insane. Yeah, this one guy owns Sunglasses Hut and like I think five different at the top. Like he owns Ray-Bans. Really? He owns Oakley. He owns everything. And he makes, they're all manufactured at the same place with the same materials.
Hmm.
And they just charge different prices because they have a different label on them.
Wow.
And we're stuck. It's not like we can fight back because it's like they put the cute stuff with the high priced labels on them because they know they can sell them for higher prices. So I have to pay higher prices for the cuter frames.
Right.
But I'm not doing it because they're this brand or this brand. I'm doing it because it's the cutest one.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's stupid. I spent a lot of money on really good frames that I really, really liked. And now I love wearing glasses.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't ashamed of them. I've never been ashamed of glasses or contacts. They help me see.
Yeah.
I'm winning here.
Yeah.
I'm able to do things in life.
Yep.
But if you just don't like your glasses, that's going to change the way you treat your eyes because you're going to want to wear contacts more. So get glasses that you like.
Yeah.
That's my only thing. A NASA master wants to know where we record our podcasts, wherever my mom is.
Pretty much.
If she's in Santa Barbara, I come to Santa Barbara. She's in LA. She comes to my house. We've recorded once in Colleen's office.
Yes, we have.
It's a traveling podcast. It fits in one suitcase.
Yep.
And I just go wherever.
You've got it nailed down.
I do. Mom, do you need a cough drop now?
No.
Okay. Maddie asks, what's an ad you've been getting a ton lately that's super annoying? Have you seen one ad that's been popping up like crazy?
I haven't been on things for a while.
I will say so you right now, because it's January, mm-hmm. I see a bunch of fitness ads everywhere.
Oh,
so
yes.
You know, you can tell what time of year it is by what ads you get.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what it is.
That's true.
I'm actually on Thursday, I'm posting a 30-day ab challenge. I kept getting stupid ads for these stupid, like, get ripped abs in 30 days. And I was like, you're lying. So I downloaded one of the apps and I filmed my progress and I haven't skipped a day. And on Thursday, I'm posting the results of me doing the 30-day ab challenge.
Let me see your abs.
No. Oh. You have to watch the video on Thursday.
Mommy's get a preview.
Okay, this is weird. But yes, those ones keep popping up.
Yeah.
And then...
I haven't looked lately and I turned off that sound. The listening microphone.
People were saying they were getting ads that you were talking about on the podcast.
See?
They're
listening. Telling you.
There was this thing going around. Where was it? Someone tweeted it at us, but it was like the delivery process between each thing. Like USPS is like, we're down the street. We'll be here by 9:45. And then like FedEx is like, it's somewhere. And UPS is USPS is like, wait, what package? And then Amazon's like, we're in your house. And Facebook's like, we know you thought about ordering this. Here it is.
Yes. So true.
You've turned off what? What did you turn off?
I turned off the microphone on Instagram and I've had the phone around me.
But you haven't gotten any ads?
Ads like things I've talked about, like I have for 2 weeks prior straight.
So you can't record an Insta story.
I just have to go back in and turn the microphone back on.
Huh.
And how many Insta stories do I post?
You don't.
None.
You don't.
That takes too much work. It's hard enough just to find the camera on my phone.
I know what Matt is searching and Google searching because I get ads for it because all of our stuff's connected. Yeah. So I'll be like, oh, Matt's looking at a car. Oh, Matt's looking at a computer piece because I get the ads for his stuff.
Yeah.
I wish there was a thing being like, I bought the thing. Stop showing me ads for it.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. That would be amazing.
That'd be great. Because it's like, okay, yeah, your ads worked. I bought it. Stop bugging me. It's like when they show you commercials for the show that you're watching.
Yes.
You're like, I'm already here. What more do you want? Stop it. But on Matt and I were looking at car insurance. And now we realize how many insurance commercials there are on TV.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's all it's on TV. It's just insurance. Like, There's homeowners insurance, there's car insurance, there's life insurance. Oh, what was it? Aflac.
Mm-hmm.
What insurance is Aflac?
It's the duck one.
I know. What is it insurance for?
What do you mean it's for? Health?
Healthcare. Like, what is it? So it's health insurance is what you're saying?
Yeah.
No. they recently started running commercials and people didn't know what Aflac was. They're like, no, it's for if you're hurt and you can't pay your bills. They don't pay your medical right. bills.
Oh.
They pay. So it's.
So you get insurance to who that you're putting into that they'll give you money. It's probably the money you've already put into it.
Yeah, it's a scam. It's a full scam. But they ran commercials admitting no one knew what they were.
Yeah.
So wow, it's I'm insurance surprised. For like if you break your leg and you can't drive your truck anymore for, while your leg's broken, they pay your bills while you're out of commission, basically. Mm. This isn't an ad for them. But it's it's a ripoff.
Yeah.
Because like you're supposed to get paid leave if you're hurt. Like you're supposed to get. Anyway,
workers' comp.
Workers' comp. That's what it's called. So it's basically workers' comp for people who don't have workers' comp.
Okay.
I don't know. But they ran commercials admitting that no one knew what in the world they were. Wow. I was like, that's not a good look for you guys.
No.
Not at all. Anyway, we just noticed that the insurance is everywhere right now and workout stuff is everywhere right now.
Well, that's your life right
and
now.
And I just did an ad for clear skin stuff.
Nice.
Because it's January. Everyone's on their new year, new me kick.
Yeah.
In February, it's going to be all about love.
Mm-hmm.
And then springtime, it'll be back. Springtime will be back to like working out, but also vacations.
Mm.
In the summer, it's all vacations and drinking. It's got its system, Mom.
It does.
Brooklyn asks where I got my intro song from. Did you know there's an intro song on these?
No.
Yeah, we record these and then you don't listen to them again. There's thing that happens.
I've been busy.
I don't blame you. I'm not mad at you.
I already heard it. So
I know. You were here.
I know what we're saying.
There's a thing at the beginning of the episodes where it's like this weird noises. I literally went on Final Cut's sound effects and just put a bunch of random noises in a thing and then stuck in the beginning. And I was like, sounds like a thing. I just needed there to be something before we started talking.
Chicken,
I don't know why.
A chicken cackle.
Do you want me to put a chicken cackle in one?
Yeah, do it this week.
Do it this week.
Chicken cackle.
I will do the normal one plus a chicken cackle.
Sounds good to me.
Great.
You're going to get great responses.
Luidia asks, is there anything new on Gwen's tray? No. It's iced tea, phone, glasses, and her paper from the tongue twisters.
And my chicken info.
Her chicken info. We're at her house, so she's more comfortable.
Yep.
Skindia asks, what questions do you wish people would stop asking you? Do you have any questions that people keep asking you that you'd wish they'd stop?
No, people don't ask me questions much.
Mine is, does Colleen having a baby make you want to have a baby? When are you going to have a baby? So what age are you going to have a baby at? Do you want to have a baby? Does seeing Flynn make you want to have a baby? Are you having a baby? Do you want to have a baby? When are you going to have a baby?
Colleen
had a baby. When are you going to have a baby? Are you going to get married soon? When are you getting married? When are you having a baby? This is literally my Twitter feed every time I ask for a question. I'll have a baby when I freaking want to have a baby. Stop asking. You are so freaking greedy. You just got a new Ballinger baby. Jessica wants another one. I'm sure you'll get one soon.
And we're sorry for all of those wearing headphones.
Stop. My uterus, my business.
That's nobody's business.
Nobody. My mom has stopped asking me. Y'all should stop asking me.
I don't ask.
No, you've learned not to. You used to ask about a couple years ago. Be like, when do I get a grandkid? And I said, I'll get you a pit bull. And I did. All right. Last question of the day. Harley asks, will I celebrate hitting 10 million subscribers? I genuinely don't think I will ever hit 10 million subscribers.
What are you at now?
Like 2-something.
No problem.
Just a quick 7.5 out of nowhere.
No problem at all.
I think that if that would take me a very long time, and I don't know where YouTube would be in that time. So I'm just going to say I obviously would celebrate if I ever hit it. Don't really think that's a thing that's going to happen in the near realistic future. But I'm okay with that. I'm very happy where I am.
Dream big.
Yeah, I don't know how big I want to dream. I'm quite comfortable. I can still go out and do things, normal day things, and not get stopped every four seconds.
That's true.
Like, I still have some privacy and not every, you know, I like the people I got in my life and like, I like my family, my internet family, and I don't feel I need to grow it that much bigger.
There you go.
I'm quite comfortable. I'm happy for what I got.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Do we have anything else, Mom?
No.
All right. Well, I guess that's it for today, guys. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the sound effects, the cackling, and make sure you check out the vlog channel to see all of these games that have been recorded.
Yes.
It's so much better when you can see your face, you guys. We love you. Mom, you want to take us out?
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.